Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me my regular Tuesday co-host, Paul in California. Paul, welcome.
Well, glad to be here once again, Richard, and I'm ready to tell people the way the world is, whether they want to know it or not.
Indeed, you are, Paul. That's one thing I became aware of with you early on. And we have a special guest we've invited today. Isn't that right? And folks, I do want to mention a little bio again for this gentleman. This airing, we have Dr. James Fetzer joining us once again. James Fetzer is a former Marine Corps artillery officer from the Vietnam era, who then went on to earn a PhD in history and a philosophy of science basis of study, university professor, and publisher on a wide range of topics, including the philosophy of science, the theoretical foundations of computer science, artificial intelligence, cognitive science, evolution, cognition, and his applied philosophical research on the death of JFK. And James is also the editor of the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, as one of America's most proven and substantive critical thinkers, with 23 academic books focused on how to create intelligence decision support with integrity. And of course, jamesfetzer.org is his primary flagship website. But, you know, I certainly don't have any of those credentials, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So I have that going for me. Jim, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, Richard, I love that. Yeah, Amazon has banned six of my books. That's some sort of badge of distinction. I think that's highly meritorious to tell you how Amazon has been operating as an agent of the state in order to violate the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press without incurring the wrath of the courts by technically trying to finesse the First Amendment. Shocking.
And Paul, is there something you'd like to add to start out the topics we'll discuss with the illustrious Dr. Fetzer? Okay, Paul is indisposed of, perhaps. You know, I don't know. I'm seeing out there. I don't know what you'd like to cover today, Jim.
But for some reason, my microphone keeps automatically muting. I'm unmuted now, correct?
Yes, correct.
So. Yeah, so whatever seems to be happening, it just keeps muting, and I have to unmute it. So, no, I mean, whatever Jim would like to talk about, you know, the events du jour, as everybody knows, Tuesday is the day I usually start out with a rant, and then Richard throws news stories my way, and I react to them. But Jim, you have something at the top of your agenda you'd like to talk about this morning?
Well, there's a lot going on out there, Paul, but I'm delighted to have you here. Of course, you're a regular caller to my Revolution Radio show, The Raw Deal, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and you always have incisive comments, even when I may not agree. I do think at the top of the agenda that the gloves are off, that a pro-Trump PAC is going after Biden. They're calling him out on a whole host of scores, all totally deserved. Here's a bit about it. Pro-Trump Super PAC, Make America Great Again Incorporated, release a damning uncensored new ad on the Biden family crimes for all America to see. This ad has it all. The media lies about the Hunter laptop. The intel community lies about the Hunter laptop. The intel community openly working to flip an American election. Joe Biden's multi-million-dollar bribery scandals, Hunter Biden's prostitutes and drugs, the communist Chinese bribes. Here's a part of it. Hey, Joe, how come your Justice Department goes after Trump endlessly, yet they cover for your family? Hunter's laptop. Yeah, that was censored, but we all know the laptop's real. and not just filled with photos of Hunter's drug-fueled debauchery either. Nah, it showed Hunter pocketed millions from foreign partners, cash from Ukraine and Chinese interests, accused of bribery and fraud. And remember, when you claimed your family never made money from China, well, Hunter admitted in court he took their cash. His Chinese business partner was tied to the Communist Party. How did Hunter's partners get meetings at the White House? Your brother, grandkids, even nieces and nephews got paid from foreign deals. Your family and their cronies ranked in over $17 million from these schemes, and Hughes went from being one of the poorest in Congress to a billionaire in the White House. Come on, Joe. All this a coincidence or corruption? Make America Great Again Incorporated is responsible for the contents of this ad. Several commentators have observed, by the way, that the greatest charge against Hunter that Joe fears is not registering as a foreign agent. He was operating on behalf of foreign enterprises in Ukraine, Burisma, most obviously, but also Chinese energy companies. It's really disgraceful how the mainstream media has basically given them a free pass. I think that's coming to an end.
Well, no, this will be good if we have some sort of retaliation in the lawfare at the very least, because it, regardless of what some people may say about Trump only doing so much for the country, or some suspect still controlled opposition, you know, of the left-right paradigm, you can see how much this is weaponized judicial system more than we've seen in the past, both with the upcoming election and detracting from the Biden family crimes, the timing of all of these Trump charges right now, Jim. And Nancy Pelosi, nonetheless, is out there declaring that America will cease to exist if Trump becomes president again.
It's ceasing to exist under Biden. We can see it happening on the right, on the left, our education system being destroyed, our law enforcement system being destroyed, our borders are meaningless. Pelosi has it backward. This is projecting. America is disappearing under Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the other rats who pretend to be representing America, but in fact are among our greatest traitors in the history of the nation.
And, well, I mean, it's really a pivotal point. I mean, people are seeing how much of a parallel to third world countries, banana republics. I mean, this is what the administration in power attacks their rivals. And if it's that out in the open, that's what we've been reduced to, many are afraid there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get Paul in here. Your thoughts, my friend.
pardon me for a second. I was just swallowing something. Maybe me, even my pride a little bit. You know, I'm famous for making light of politics because of the fact that I don't think it's really relevant. And I view both Trump and Biden as wrestlers, and essentially there's a production company that cannot be forgotten, somebody that puts on the events, correct? Somebody that pays people, okay? And somebody that, shall we say, publicizes and does everything related to what would be known as a production company. People refer to this by various names recently. It's the deep state. Okay, so the fact that the deep state exists cannot be denied. Nobody here is going to deny it, right? We've all talked about it. The deep state is the one that, quote, put Biden in power and kept Trump out of power. So if you want to make the argument that there's elements of the deep state that definitely does not want Trump, okay, fine. I'll agree with that. But then you have to ask yourself the question, if Trump becomes president, is he going to seriously put a dent in the deep state, or in fact, quote, get rid of them? And of course, the American people want the deep state gone when you think about it. If you were to take a survey of the average person and they knew even a quarter what we all know, right, and you were to ask them, do you want this deep state gone or do you want to keep parts of it? I mean, what do you think people would say? So the fact of the matter is, if Trump gets in there, but nothing changes with the structure of our society, in other words, the financial establishment, the issue of money out of thin air at interest in which we're all supposedly responsible, and of course written into the law is the fact that you cannot deny the debt, right, the federal debt, leave alone the medical establishment, the legal establishment, the absolute iron grip by our enemies of the press. So again, I'm of the opinion, you could make the argument, well, we're better off under Trump. Fine. To me, that's a platitude. Okay. I will accept nothing less than full and total war against the deep state. And in my opinion, Trump is not going to bring that. So, there you go. That's my take.
I couldn't disagree more. I think Trump is a fierce warrior. He understands now the deep state so much better. The most positive, or shall I say dramatic and convincing evidence that they fear Trump is all of the ridiculous lawsuits being brought against him. Remember, it went all the way back to Russiagate, which we know is a fabrication, the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop information, which was all real and legit. But then it went to two different attempts to impeach Trump. There have been multiple attempts to assassinate him. And now you have just a staggering array of seven or eight different lawsuits, indictments being brought against him. Three are civil, where he does not actually have to appear. But there are four others, where as a criminal defendant, he's expected to appear in court. This is all, as he has said again and again, election interference by the Democrats who are trying to severely tarnish or mortally wound politically their leading political opponent. I mean, and the evidence that Biden was not legitimately elected is simply overwhelming. There's a brand new story about it in the Colorado Free Press. Here's the headline, breaking explosive. This is August 7th. Breaking explosive, shocking attempt to hide the truth uncovered. ES&S, that's a voting machine company, accused of blocking access to crucial election records nationwide. Massive election fraud exposed. President Trump vindicated. There's more and more going to come, Paul. I just think you got the wrong take here. Trump has actually outlined what he calls Schedule F, which is a way of getting at the senior executive service that represents around 50,000 permanent employees of the government who make all kinds of policy shaping and decision making actions, even though they're not elected by the people. This is the core of the problem, over and beyond the fact that our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory and the media are all controlled by Zionist factors, okay, and that the Rothschild banking empire owns both the AP and the Reuters. I mean, exactly. Americans can hardly get a straight report on any subject whatsoever other than through the alternative media. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, stop. So let me react to this. You want to go at it? Let's go at it. I mean, this is going to be good radio, right? So, yes, you know, I have nothing but respect for you as a historian, a researcher, and, you know, just as a human being. No doubt about it. But for you to tell me that you couldn't disagree more, you know, and then you basically reiterated your position, it's almost like you didn't hear what I said, okay? So let me reiterate it for you. To me, all this political theater, such as lawsuits, indictments, and slinging in the mud, Hunter Biden's a laptop, this is just like breaking chairs over wrestlers, throwing them outside the ring, or doing a pile driver. Okay, that's all it really is to me. I cannot believe that you believe that Trump will get in and will arrest people, will put them on trial, will hang them, will shoot them, will cut their heads off, will do everything that is necessary for us to take our country back. Trump will never address the Federal Reserve. He'll never mention the chemtrail biowarfare, weather warfare that's taking place against us. He will never backtrack on the vaccine, which he should. Right? He'll never backtrack on the lockdowns. Okay, this was his lockdowns. If you've heard the work of David Knight talking about the fact that Trump is the one that basically continued these lockdowns. Okay? So again, to me, if you say to me, okay, are we better off with Trump or Biden? I'm just going to say, okay, fine, we're better off with Trump. But other than that, the prison under which we live, okay, the the absolute Jewish tyranny that we're ruled by an alien enemy of our race, that will not change. And to me, that's the only thing that matters.
Well, I'll take your concession that we'd be better off under Trump than we are under Biden. I think enormously better off. He was locking down the border. We had merely a trickle of migrants. This is one of the greatest threats in the history of the United States. Millions of migrants poured across the border. The agenda is calling for at least 100 million. Remember, the population of the U.S. is only 330 million. You bring in 100 million outsiders, that changes the demographics. I've heard there's a plan of the UN to make it 400 or 500 million that they truly want to destroy America, especially turn it into a black and brown nation and marginalize whites here. I think that law enforcement is very high on Trump's agenda. He appoints constitutional judges to the court, none of which is being done by the Biden admin, nor would it be done by any Democrat administration that were to succeed Biden. We could expect a whole lot of tremendous benefits from Trump being in office, Paul, even if he may not satisfy what the standards you would impose. I think the American people would be tremendously relieved, and that's why they're sticking with him through thick and through thin.
No doubt about that. I will concede those points. However, I must remain an extremist, because essentially, in everybody's terms, in your terms even, and the vast majority of people, like myself, are considered extremists. And I mean, I'm willing to, you know, to concede to you that, yes, Trump may implement some policies that will be more favorable to us in the short term. But I think in the long term, the books are cooked, and there's no way out of this with the present system in place. So I'm all for the present system collapsing utterly, so that perhaps the stronger among us will make something new out of the wreckage.
That's an extremely hazardous approach to take. Who knows what would emerge from the rubble? It might very well be a dictatorship.
I mean, listen,
one of the genius, part of the genius of the American Constitution is it calls for periodic reform. We have regular elections, members of the House every 2 years, of the Senate every six. You can have recalls, you can have impeachment, you can have referenda. That is to the good.
Yeah.
JFK made the observation long ago that those who make peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I worry terribly that we're headed in that direction. While you might welcome it, it would create a mess, chaos, and there's no telling what might emerge. The Constitution's a viable document. If only we were adhering to it, we'd be far better off. But we have an office now, an illegitimate administration that is savaging the Constitution, violating the law, undertaking criminal activities and covering them up with a weaponized DOJ and FBI, Paul. My take.
Well, I would just respond with this, okay? All that stuff is window dressing to me. If you are not familiar with the work of Mike Gatti and others, but I think among Mike Gatti, he stands in terms of Mike Gatti, I think he stands above all the people that have exposed the Constitution. I actually read Lysander Spooner's work, right, The Constitution of No Authority, back in, I believe, the late 80s or early 90s. Okay, Mike Gatti has made it clear with his research that the Constitution, all it did was establish a permanent aristocracy with unlimited taxing power. That has to go. If it was up to me, I would take every person that loves the Constitution, I would strap them down, I would force their eyes open like Clockwork Orange, and I would burn the Constitution right in front of them.
Well, we have the break coming here, Paul. So we'll have to hold on for a moment.
Tell us what you really think, Paul.
We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Think about this, these looks could kill. Visions glad we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions glad we go.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Tuesday co-host, Paul, in California, and my special guest today, Dr. James Betzer. And gentlemen, if I could pivot a bit in topics with the time we have here. Ukraine has now claimed it foiled a major assassination plot against Zelensky. I don't know, you know, the current state of the Ukrainian conflict, if we should be the best way to describe it there. Jim, what would you say as far as your current assessment of things?
Well, the Russians are completely dominating. They really basically whipped the Ukrainian army, which has lost perhaps as many as 400,000 soldiers. They're out of munitions. This was predicted months ago by Mike Adams, who anticipated, because the West didn't have production lines for howitzer shells, that the Ukrainians were going to be hard-pressed, and it's happened. In fact, that was a justification Biden gave for sending cluster bombs, which actually were encased in howitzer shells. I was an artillery officer in the Marine Corps. You mentioned that at the top, and I'll just tell you, during warfare, the vast majority of casualties aren't inflicted by the infantry or by tanks, but by artillery. The Russian artillery is outdoing the Ukrainian 10 to 1, and the casualty rate is comparable, and it's getting only worse. there's an effort going on now to have a meeting to try to impose a settlement on Ukraine and Russia, but I'm absolutely 100% convinced Russia will not accept, will never relinquish Crimea or the Donbass or the other territories it has acquired. Zelensky, on the other hand, says he's not prepared to have any conversation with Russia until they withdraw from Ukraine's territory. Well, it ain't gonna happen. So basically, Russia has already prevailed. NATO is tattered and torn because NATO spent the time from the creation of the Minsk agreements, which were entered into in bad faith, to beef up the armaments of Ukraine to make it like the most powerful army in Europe. And its soldiers, such as they have, and they just discovered a huge draft-dodging enterprise where they're paying about the equivalent of $6,000 to get out of the draft, be given medical deferments. They're having to conscript old men and kids and send them to the front line where their life expectancy is about 10 hours. The whole idea here is NATO really basically has been defeated. So the problem is, are they going to try a desperate last measure to resort to nukes? I'm certainly hopeful that does not take place. But let me tell you, this has, been a proxy war, but it's not really been a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. It's been a proxy war between Israel and Russia, using the U.S. and NATO as their tools, because Israel wants Ukraine to be the new Israel, and they want all of it, including Crimea. It's not happening, but this is why it's become so ferocious and so unqualified in support, because given the American Congress is dominated by Israel, they're just going along. Remember the pledge revealed by Cynthia McKinney that every new member of Congress is asked to sign to put the interests of Israel ahead of even those of the United States, and very few declined to sign. Indeed, years ago, this is maybe five, a friend of mine was asking me, did I know how many members of the then current Congress had refused to sign the pledge? And I admitted I did not. He held up one finger of one hand. That's how bad it is. So we're not fighting. There's no U.S. national interest at stake here whatsoever. This is a war being fought for Israel to the last American soldier.
Exactly. And that's a perfect time to make this point. If Trump was to say any of that, if Trump was to say 20% of what you just said, Jim, then fine, I would have some better opinion of our prospects under Trump. But he can't, and he won't. Now, he could, perhaps, but I don't believe he would ever. Okay, and that just points to what exactly you just laid out, what you just articulated, what our situation is. Okay, we live in a world of Jewish absurdity. Our country serves Jewish interests. Our financial system serves Jewish interests. Our medical system serves Jewish interests. Legal system, on and on and on. If anybody, if any politician will name that, will say that, then I believe in politics. Until that happens, I don't care about politics, and I don't care about the Ukraine war. It's just a nasty bit of disgusting Jewish business. And by the way, if NATO was to really be serious and all the nations were to join in a war against Russia, right, then Russia really wouldn't stand a chance. Okay, they're only doing well because they're just facing Ukraine. But nobody would want that, because it would be a bunch of white people fighting each other, and of course that's the Jewish dream.
Well, we'll be right back. More topics with James Spetzer, our guest. Stick around.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com. And use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All the money could buy all those things. I can never be sure where to begin.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Tuesday co-host Paul in California and our guest today, James Fetzer. Well, we have a couple other topics I'd like to bounce off you if we have time, Jim, but I also see we have a couple of callers in the queue. Perhaps after I get to them, because I don't know, I might want to get your take on the situation in Niger and perhaps our economy. From your current point of view, but let's go to the phones. We have RBN host Stephen Douglas Whitener on the line. Stephen. That's the time to unmute, Stephen.
Well, dang it. Oh, hey, is that, did that get it? Paul, you were having issues with this? Oh, man, I don't know what it is, but... Hey, thanks for taking my call, Richard. Yeah, I wanted to echo. It's great to hear you on RBN, Dr. Fetzer. You sound great. It's great to hear you sound so strong. And I have to agree, echo with what Richard and Paul said about Mike Gaddy and the Constitution, that I've learned a lot of things from you over the years. I have utmost respect for you as well. And this man taught, you know, I believe the Constitution was a con from the beginning, you know, the way that it was changed and altered and people didn't go. And I do get frustrated when people start talking of our founders. I do believe that the Constitution was that way from the beginning. A lot of people seem to think that the men failed the Constitution, but I have to disagree with that point of view, sir. That's what I wanted to get across. And I'm having phone issues. It may cut me out, but that's where I was. Thank you for taking the call.
Well, thanks for those kind words. In my view, the Constitution is one of the most superb political documents, organization of a nation one could have, with a division of branches, the legislative, executive, and judiciary. That's incredibly appropriate. And creating a, you know, kind of an overarching government for what are now 50 different states. It seems to me the problems we've encountered have been failing to adhere to the Constitution, that if we were to uphold it in principle and have courts that were serious and prosecutors who adhered to the law, the nation would be in pretty good shape. But we'd have something like the opposite, and it's gotten overwhelmingly worse in the 2.5 years since Biden came into office. It's like there's a deliberate agenda to destroy America. Frankly, I'm convinced that is the case. And we know key figures like Mayorkas at DHS, Lloyd Austin, DOD, probably Merrick Garland at DOJ have never signed an oath of loyalty to the Constitution, which is absolutely outrageous. It means their whole term in office has been invalidated. It's improper. It's not legal. But nevertheless, we're suffering the effects.
Well, yes, sir. It does look like a play, is it? Like Paul was pointing out, these things are staged for us. I mean, especially with the lawsuits and everything coming against to try to stifle any free speech or any way to look at it. It's like the government was given unlimited power there in the Constitution. That the supremacy clause is where the flaw lies, I believe. Not so much with the dividing, you know, the branches. That is a good point, but yeah, that. In response to that, and yes, these people, I wanted to say that you mentioned the SES, the Senior Executive Service, too, and COG, they're part of COG, and they have used that to usurp not only the Constitution, but any form of legitimacy for their power and control.
Yes. So I agree with all that. I mean, we've had some scurrilous administrations. I mean, but Bush and Cheney were brought in illegitimately by manipulating the vote in Florida to bring us 9/11, which was compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. It was a diabolical plan to create an incentive for American military forces to enter the geopolitically sensitive region of the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. It was working very successfully until Russia and Iran intervened in Syria at behest of Bashar al-Assad, the democratically elected president of Syria. And yet many Americans today think we were in Syria to bring democracy to Syria when Syria's already a democracy.
Wait a minute, please, stop. Stop for a second. I can't stand this. And the only reason, it's not just because I've heard it before. Many of us have heard you repeat these phrases and these narratives over and over and over again, and it's missing the point that Stephen and I both made, and I'm going to have to call you to task here. You are not familiar with Mike Gaddy's work. Okay, I doubt you listened to a single show. I sent you a link years ago to the Corporation Nation Master, right? And I know you never watched it. So the problem is this unlimited taxing power, which is in there, okay? And again, all you have to do is take in one or two of his shows, and especially the ones where he talks about the letters between these people and the letters between the people that were critical and the things that they said at the time. The Constitution was a sham, and it screwed us up to this day. And it gives our enemies unlimited taxing power, and we're seeing the devastating results of that today. They are buying the world that they want to make us live in. Okay.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to get in the next caller and try to get in some more.
A couple more
callers, actually. But I will send you information on Mike Gaddy, Jim, because, yeah, no, I will echo the sentiment. I mean, he has researched over a lot of years personal letters between a lot of these, former presidents, politicians, and that from over the years, dating back from the founding fathers. In his past, his first career was actually working for the NSA. And this is early on. I mean, far before anyone acknowledged it. Stephen, what era was he working for the NSA? Like what decade?
Early 70s. Yeah, and then was in charge of at least a spokesman for the POW/MIA group for a while. He was doing work in the National Archives for the NSA and was told he couldn't continue along those same paths and still keep his NSA job, the research he was doing.
Well, I'll have to get we'll arrange for a show where these gentlemen get introduced. Because he does a weekend show right now and a Friday slot, Jim. But let's go to the next caller. Thank you.
Thanks Steve. Very much. You guys have a great day. Thanks for taking the call, Richard.
Thank you for calling. Excellent.
Yes, our next caller for James Fetzer is Charlie in Florida. Charlie.
Yeah, I think that, I kind of agree. Some things I agree with Gaddy on, some things I don't. I don't listen to everything he says, but there's been some few things he said that weren't quite right, and I kind of have to look at that. But as far as the Constitution and everything goes, I think that's kind of like off topic, really. I mean, it's a big topic of interest for Mr. Fetz.
He got muted, yeah.
We're kind of losing you there, Charlie, your signal.
Please.
Charlie, I don't know. We may have to have you call back in because, we totally lost you. James in Vancouver. Oh, wait, Charlie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I just wanted to touch on,
I think Mr. Fetzer's right. Professor Fetzer's right on Trump. I think Trump would be the right solution. Now, there's not very many presidents that have taken on and lowered our national debt to the Federal Reserve, which you were talking, there were discussions about it, and Trump has done that. He's lowered it by, I think it was $1.7 trillion. It went up from when he came in because he borrowed a bunch of money, but he repaid all that money, and he actually repaid part of it back. And so our national debt went down under Trump. Price of gas, price of beans, this is what people are going to vote for. I tell you how he's going to end the war in Ukraine, and this is my opinion. I might be wrong on that, but I think he will. And I think the way he's going to do it is he's going to cut the NATO spending and our allotment to NATO. He can. I don't think he's going to allow NATO to continually be funded, and that's going to pretty much wipe NATO out because none of the other countries have enough money to continually support the war over there.
That's a very, very nice point. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going to do. I'm pretty sure that's what he's got in mind, actually. And
There's a movement. There's a movement out there.
He's going to end the war on the first day, and I think that's how he's going to do it. The other thing go ahead, please.
There's a movement out there that claims, of course, the federal income tax is illegitimate, that actually it's a tax on federal income, and very few of us have federal income, which is another way of rebutting Paul's argument, and Gaddy's, too, for that matter, as I see it. But I'll be glad to review the bidding on this. And love that we have spirited, strong opinions, even though they may diverge dramatically.
I don't think the argument on the Constitution is really all that important in the end of the run of things. Because don't interrupt me, please.
Paul,
I'm talking.
Paul, please, let him finish.
The reason I don't think it's all that important is because at the end of the day, people are going to vote for their gas tank. They're going to vote for the amount of price of groceries. That's what people are going to vote for, and that's where Trump is actually superb at. He gets money back into our...
That's what he does.
He works to bring money back into and lower these prices
really
that we have to pay.
That Trump...
Absolutely,
you
Charlie.
Really
I mean, I always point out the same things with Trump's era of his administration with the gas prices, pushing back against the green agenda. And to a lot of us, that's really what mattered here and now. And as far as can we accomplish more the short term? Yeah, of course, that's to question. Jim, would you like to continue with more feedback to Charlie?
Oh, I'm happy with what Charlie had to say. I think we have other callers you may want to address, but I was pleased with his call.
I'd like to address it pretty quick, Richard, if you don't mind.
Okay, Paul, if you want to add something else before the next caller.
It points to the fact that the short-sightedness and simplicity of the average American mind and voter, okay? The naivety that you think somehow that any politician, such as Trump, what do you think Trump did? Made a phone call to the oil companies and say, you know what, you guys, could you lower the price of gas and oil? That would be great. And you think they just go, okay, sure, we'll do that. I mean, the idea that these politicians have anything to do with the price of commodities is naive beyond belief. I could go on like this, but it's just people are children. Okay, when you talk about the
Constitution,
look at the pipeline.
He had Biden shutting down a pipeline when he first came in. Can't say that the amount they adhere to these green policies
aren't
influenced by the administration.
That an executive like Biden has the power to just shut down a pipeline. This is an agenda. Biden can't do anything without being set up for him, right?
I'm not suggesting he's not a puppet, Paul. But there are different factions.
I'm not an ignorant.
We're talking about
ignorant
them.
Either.
Let me finish.
You're talking about them as if they don't know anything about it.
All right, we have to have one person talk at a time. Come on now, gentlemen.
Here's the problem that I have with this. You're talking about these people as if they have agency, and it's clear they don't. Biden sits down in front of a camera. He's given a script. You think Biden would ever go, you know what, I'm not signing this. No, they tell him what to sign,
one more response.
Signs it.
Okay, one more response from Charlie to give him a chance. Charlie?
Opened up drilling all across the United States. That's how he filled the Federal Reserve, our oil reserves. That's how he did it. He encourages exploration. That's how come we had an inflow of oil and the price of gas went down. It's common sense. Paul is big on rhetoric. He's ignorant on the facts.
You're getting a personal attack. Don't throw in a personal attack, please.
Why not? The guy's talking shit.
Charlie, come on. You're usually one of my favorite callers. You don't need to add any of that. I'd appreciate in future. James in Vancouver.
Charlie makes the eminent point that Trump made us energy independent. And the first decision Biden make, and we all agree he's a phony, a fraud. I mean, I've gone about researching that ad nauseum, was to cancel the XL pipeline and preclude drilling on federal property. He destroyed our energy independence. I cannot imagine what is more important to a nation's security than energy independence. Trump brought it. Biden destroyed it right there at a single stroke. He was working toward the decimation of America from the beginning.
Our next caller, James in Vancouver. James.
Yes. Everything sounds very convincing, but it may be that Trump will be elected in 2024 so that he can take us to war in 2025. Your comments.
Well, Trump is actually the most anti-war president we've had. During his administration, there were no new military interventions. That's the first time that's happened in the last six or eight administrations. So if you look at the facts, even Obama was, you know, promoting U.S. military interventions right and left. Trump, the opposite. So I think your prediction is not well-founded.
I suppose there are a couple of things I would critique, even if they weren't direct acts of war, Jim, would be, well, the killing of, what was it, Soleimani in Iran?
I can't forgive him for that.
And then, the naming of the capital in Jerusalem for Israel.
Yeah, but now that's not an act of war.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of stirring the pot. But no,
Richard, we all condemn him for those pro-Israel moves. I don't excuse him for that. But it's just that every other alternative is so much worse, and Trump has great strength.
Yes.
They only have weaknesses, my take.
Absolutely. I know the Soleimani point in particular, though, that almost is trying to incur war, provoke war. Wouldn't you agree on that?
What was that last part, Richard? He was also what? Pro-war?
It seems like it's provoking a potential for war. I mean, look how we've had world wars start through assassinations. So.
Well, I cannot forgive him for the assassination of Soleimani, and it was duplicitous. He was lured there by the Department of State. He was supposed to be doing a peace deal. They got him in Iraq, and then outside the airport, he was taken out by a drone. Just outrageous. An act of perfidy. Honestly, that's a black mark on the United States that will endure forever.
James? In Vancouver.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that the growing support for Trump, and if you're going to war, you do want your leader to have the support of the population so that when the president calls for a war to happen, everybody who loves the president say, yeah, let's go, guys. This is it. Back to you. Because nobody is going to follow Biden.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, no, actually, right? That's quite an interesting theory, and it could be viable. It actually matches what Miles Mathis has been talking about for years, where this whole Democratic ridiculousness, Biden ridiculous, Pelosi, Feinstein, all these odious people that are deliberately shoved down our throat, it's designed to get this reaction, or shall we say overreaction, to continue to push us in a certain direction. Okay. To me, I think that's fairly obvious. Yeah.
Back in 1964, LBJ Johnson was saying, "We seek no wider war," and then by 65, it was boots on the ground.
And I won't go into a long rant here, but this what we've been going back and forth deserves like an entire show or two where we can just go at it. But I think that it's obvious to probably some people out there listening, but not all, that this idea, it seems like you guys want to have it both ways. On the one hand, you want to listen to me. I'm talking about they want to admit the existence of the deep state and all the things that it does, but at the same time pretend it doesn't exist when it comes to Trump. Right? Like, Biden is doing everything the deep state wants. Nobody gives Biden any agency at all. As Jim Fetzer has pointed out with his great research, that he's a phony, he's a fraud, it's not the real Biden, and or it's a guy in a latex mask, so on and so forth. And even if the real Joe Biden does exist, we know he's not going to do anything on his own. He's going to do what he's told. He's going to go where he's told to go. He's going to sign what he's told to sign. Right. So therefore, the Biden presidency doesn't really matter, but somehow the Trump presidency will matter. And to me, I can't get that out of my head in terms of why people don't see what I call this obvious paradigm in front of us, where they just play us back and forth, black and white, right and left. Right. But they control both sides. Trump does not have the kind of agency that I think you think he does. And I'm waiting to see if he does all these things. Right. Then fine. More power to him. And I'll go along with it. But I was disappointed in the previous 4 years. And I think we're all going to be disappointed if he gets another 4 years. That's my take.
OK, well, James in Vancouver, thank you for the call.
Yep,
Jim, would you like to respond?
No, I think we're good. I'd like to introduce a slight variation on the theme about contemporary politics. Andrew Bridgen tweeted, "It's really strange times at the moment. An illegal server was found at Clinton's house. A male prostitute was found at Pelosi's house. Cocaine was found at Biden's house. A dead body was found at Obama's house. And the FBI raided Trump's house. I mean, all this humongous stuff is taking place. I do believe this development with Tafari Campbell, the chef of the Obamas, being found dead is creating chaos among the Democrats. They're clearly being covered up. We had a witness calling, apparently from the Obama state, that claimed they'd seen him fall off a paddleboard and not resurface. If you look at the geography, it looks pretty hard for that to have been the case, even with binoculars, but they won't identify the caller. Hint, I suspect it was Michelle. There was a second paddleboarder out there, allegedly, with a guy who fell off in what was supposed to be only 8 feet of water. Roger Stone's doing research on this and says, actually, it was only 3 feet, but they seemingly didn't make any effort to save. Their name is kept anonymous. They're telling us now that it's supposed to be a woman, but I don't believe that. There is a member of that family who's very keen on paddleboarding, and that's Barack himself. Now, get this. Massachusetts State Police lose Safari Sample's blood sample. According to an unconfirmed source, it was accidentally discarded by a lab intern. The intern unfortunately put it in the wrong location. It was placed in with batches to be destroyed. We'll get some of the reactions here. Louise Simpson, no motive, no blood sample, no viable witnesses, no water in his lungs, looked like a professional cleanup. Clark Bar X says, drowning victims generally do not have water in their lungs upon routine autopsy. That's mostly a myth, but I guarantee you, if you look up the symptoms of parties who have drowned, they're very distinctive. And an autopsy, a legitimate autopsy, not a phony, would reveal it. Here's Patriot Linus. Oh, how convenient is that? Surprise? Not. Mario Arrais. Oh, my God. These people get away with everything. Trump would be indicted for this. Jazz, chain of custody, be damned. Common sense lady, major cover-up. Ken W., the art of erasing a murder is the one thing the D.C. elite are masters of. Furby 40, imagine that. Not a surprise anyway, cover-up. G.I. 8 in a Y. They probably lost a body as well. I'm telling you, this is going to be a problem because the plan has been to ease Biden out and to get Gavin Newsom in, and I believe have Michelle as his running mate. But she's going to be confronted with so many questions about this mysterious event where there's much, much more to it. It's not going to go away. I think the Democrats don't know which end is up now with regard to their alleged slate of nominees for 2024.
So we're running out of time. Jim, so you did a little news show there with your commentary, and great as it was, I'm not saying politics doesn't exist, and I'm not saying it's not occasionally interesting, but that tweet is the perfect point to make, okay? It's good. It's funny, right? Yeah, they did all these other things, but they raided Trump, right? It's perfect. Let the same guy tweet out that a racial alien enemy owns our money, owns the courts, owns the media, and so on and so on and so on, okay? The reason the Constitution doesn't matter is because it's a piece of paper and it's a concept. It's conceptual. It's not biology, okay? The only thing important is white biology, because white biology builds civilization. That's my stand.
Well, we're out of time, gentlemen. Jim, thank you so much for indulging in our discussion and callers in addition to your news. I want to make sure everyone knows James Fetzer will be filling in for the 3 to 5 p.m. slot. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Central this Thursday and the following Thursday. So that's August 10th and August 17th in the midday drive time slot. And, well, thank you so much again for being here, Jim.
Great pleasure, Richard. Thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. The honor is all mine. And thank you, Paul, as well, as always, sir.
I thought it was a great show. I hope I wasn't too overbearing. Thanks for having me on, Richard.
Brilliant. Folks, please support republicbroadcasting.org. We're getting those tweaks worked out with the archives, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.